Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are set to give separate briefings to two sets of lawmakers Thursday in connection with the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has a newly invigorated strategy for tearing into the special counsel Russia's probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's calling it Spygate, saying the FBI has been caught in a major spying scandal by using an informant to get intelligence about his campaign. It's long been known the Bureau was looking into Russian meddling, and it remains unclear whether any spying was actually done.
I hope it's not so, because if it is, there's never been anything like it in the history of our country.
His remarks came ahead of today's unusual White House-arranged briefing for just two GOP lawmakers who have demanded information about the informant, which they're slated to get today from various Justice Department and intelligence officials. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A U.S. judge in New York ruled Wednesday that President Trump cannot block his critics from making snarky remarks about him and his policies in response to his barrage of tweets on Twitter. The judge ruled that critics responding to Trump on the popular social media outlet were entitled to voice their opinions, and that if Trump were to block them, he would be violating the country's constitutional guarantee of freedom of speech. Ukraine is bitterly denying a BBC report that it paid Donald Trump's lawyers, Michael Cohen, $400,000 to set up a meeting between Trump and the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko. Poroshenko's office calls the story a blatant lie and slander and fake. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is calling for radical change to the structure of U.S. aid and to those countries deemed not sufficiently assisting the United States in stemming the tide of violent illegal immigrants heading here.
We're going to work out something where every time somebody comes in from a certain country, we're going to deduct a rather large amount of money from what we give them in aid, if we give them aid at all, which we may not just give them aid at all, because despite all of the reports I hear, I don't believe they're helping us one bit.
The president's remarks came at an event held inside a Homeland Security Center in New York's Long Island, which the White House said was intended to be a call to action for legislative policy changes. Much of the conversation among the president and others, including family members of victims of gang violence at the roundtable event, focused on MS-13. That's a criminal gang that originated in Los Angeles and has spread to much of North and Central America and draws many of its members from El Salvador. A North Korean official says a summit with the U.S. might be off because of recent remarks by Vice President Mike Pence. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A top North Korean official is casting doubt on a U.S.-North Korea summit because of recent remarks by Vice President Mike Pence. North Korean Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Cho Sun-hui is quoted by a North Korea's state-run news agency as saying Pence made stupid and ignorant remarks in an interview with Fox News, where Pence compared North Korea to Libya. The North Korean Vice Minister says Pence's comments showed he does not understand North Korea's situation. She also questioned whether a summit with President Donald Trump would be worthwhile if Pence's remarks reflect Washington's position. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Congress has passed a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to VA health system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump pushed for this legislation to expand private health care to veterans who either have to wait too long to get care at a Veterans Affairs facility or the VA Medical Center doesn't offer the treatment they need. The Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation, as did the House, which also heads off a funding crisis for the Choice private sector program. There's also a provision to help pay down student loans for doctors who agree to work for the VA, and another to look at closing down underperforming veterans facilities. Some Democrats worry it pushes the agency closer to privatization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China's defense ministry said Thursday that a U.S. decision to disinvite China from a major international maritime exercise is unconstructive. A ministry statement said despite the decision, China will continue playing a role in maintaining peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. The United States announced its move Wednesday, saying Beijing's destabilization behavior is inconsistent. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.